Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. It was by the grace of God we made it. Hallelujah. Do I need to tell you 2 Corinthians 12, 8 and 9? 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take away from me. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Woo! Boy, that's enough preach right there. I'm strong because I'm weak. Yet I'm weak, but I'm strong. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're happy to have each and every one of you all. I just tell you, it's God's grace. That's how I got here. That's how I made it over. It was the grace of God. It's why I made it over. It was his grace. It's why I made it over. It was all about God's grace. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We want to thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, we learn whose we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we learn that we can be like you, because your word says it. We can have your strength. We can have your power. We know, Father God, that your grace is sufficient. It's adequate. It's enough to keep us above and not beneath. Your grace is what taking us to the next level. It is your grace. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Ask you, Father God, to bless this broadcast. Bless the listeners, that they'll be able to hear a revelated word. They'll hear a divine word. I thank you, Father God, for the strength you've given to our children and our grandchildren and even to our great-grandchildren. I thank you, Father God, that we're going to speak wisdom and knowledge over them, and they will receive it. I plead the blood right now, the blood of forgiveness of sin over their life right now. Some of them had no voice in the matter. Some of them came here by way of flesh. But, Father God, we're going to speak to their spirits. And their spirit's going to come alive, and they're going to know who you are in the midst of all of what they're going through. I thank you, Father God, for delivering them from the power of darkness and translating them into your awesome kingdom. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for my family. I thank you, Father God, for my associates. And most of all, I thank you for my enemies, because you allowed me to pray for them. And I do put them before you. And I say, Father God, open their eyes that they'll see truth in Jesus' mighty name. Pray for Pastor Bell, who's on the road, traveling grace and mercy her way. I thank you for it, Father God, that you will continue to allow your spirit to protect her and her family. In their traveling, and that's it. I pretty much thank you, Father God, for all of that. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I tell you what the truth this morning. Well, I'm excited about this word that we're going to teach on this week, if God says so. But we're going to talk about the reality of the new creation, the realities, I should say, of the new creation. There's so much that we don't talk about what we've gotten since Christ came. It seems like a lot of message is pointed to before Christ got here. Listen, brother and sister, Christ's been here 2,000 years. We should have been practicing what the Word of God called us 2,000 years ago. But I don't see the church or the body of Christ really practicing that. And the Lord has put it in my spirit is to talk about the realities of this new creation. And so we're going to be doing that this week. There's a lot we got to cover. So I'm going to tell you in advance to get your pencil and paper. Pray that you be excited about this word, even as I'm excited, because it's something to be excited about. Hallelujah. I made a few notes. Hopefully we'll get into those as well. Just to give you somewhat of an outline, because you all know everything is predicated on the Word of God. So we got to talk a little bit about the living Word, not a dead Word, but a living Word, a Word that's alive. We're going to talk about how we really treat the Word. We treat the Word like a common book. Brother and sister, that's our life. It's a living thing according to Hebrews 4. So we're going to have to touch on that a little bit. We're going to touch on the fact that our prayer life got to be shaped up a little bit, because God want to communicate with us. And since he is a spirit and he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth, it will be through our prayer life. But some of the realities is that about the resurrection, for instance, when Christ was risen, we was risen, okay? And we're going to talk about that. That's one of the things we get in a new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things. And you got to hear that word, all. That's everything. Everything you used to doing, God has a new plan for, which we're going to learn that in the book of Hebrews, and we'll touch on that today. But we have to know that we share so much in this new creation, and there's so much that had not been taught in the new creation. We've all talked about what great sinners we are, what we're not. How about let's talk about what God called us? How about let us talk about how God sees us? He sees us through Christ, but bless God. God reproducing himself in us. That's part of the new creation, brothers and sisters. We just limit God in us, and that must stop. We have to stop limiting God in us, okay? What repentance is. We got to talk about a defeated Satan, a defeated foe, if you will. Okay, hallelujah. And we're going to talk about reasons why we should surrender. There is the law of love. You have the love law. You have the law of life. So there's so much we're going to, so many different areas we're going to hit on. So let's begin Hebrews. I think I'll begin with Hebrews 9. Let's see here. So we need to talk about redemption. I think I'll start there first, because Hebrews 9, verses 11 and verses 12. But Christ, having come a high priest of good things to come. Notice that. This new creation is a good thing to come. Through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, enter into once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. And that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with our eternal life. We're getting eternally ready. And you want eternal redemption. You just don't want redemption for the moment. You don't want redemption for the day. And let me be clear, because when I talk about redemption, I talk about redemption on a different level than a lot of people, because redemption means God purchased us. He won us back. He given us the ministry of reconciliation. He freed us from Satan. You're free. You're free. It's been paid. It's real clear to me. The blame that had been placed on our lives, listen, brothers and sisters, Jesus took care of that. Bible says he made him who knew sin, no sin, to become sin for us. That's been conquered. So we're talking about the realities of the new creation. There's a lot of realities that we need to deal with, okay? And in this new creation. And God expect for us to operate in the new creation, okay? In whom we have what we have in this new creation. He said, but Christ, having come a high priest, and to really get all of that message, you got to almost go back to the eighth verse, and we're going to talk about redemption. And to be honest with you, I don't think we really covered redemption like we needed to. Because not only did he restore us, he changed us. See, in this new creation, redemption, the price had been satisfied. Whatever terms was agreed, Christ met them. He met all the terms. He fulfilled it. He kept all the law. He answered all their questions. His accomplishments. Don't get me started with accomplishments. When I think about everything that was set forth to be accomplished, he did that. So as we talk about redemption this week, you'll learn that they could only be redeemed or saved or on this side. They did not have eternal redemption. The blood of, we'll get into it. The blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer, that cannot redeem you eternally. That would only cover the children of Israel, those that was following God 2,000 years ago. That's all they did. Couldn't do nothing else. And that's important. That's important that you understand that like that. That's important that you get it like that. That that's what was going on. But as we talk about redemption, redemption is our life. That's how we live. We're living in that. And that's through grace and truth. That's how we're living. We're living in that. That's a redemption. Christ paid all of that, brothers and sisters. He finished it. He executed everything that had to be executed. He finished every demand that was placed on us. He made it good. He carried out everything that the law required before he sat down at the right-hand side of the Father to give us eternal redemption. See, that's what this is about. This is not about no little earthly redemption. Most people teach about an earthly redemption. No, brothers and sisters, we need to be talking about an eternal redemption. This is about your eternal life. This is about an eternal redemption, the new creation. So our subject this week is going to be the realities of the new creation. There's a lot of realities that we're not dealing with, but we need to deal with them. And we need to deal with them per the scripture. So that's why it's going to be a need to do this. It says in the 11th verse, but Christ. Well, what you mean, but Christ? See, when I see that, I get excited because the new creation sacrifice brought eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. Not, well, I'm going to be saved right here. No, this is about our eternal life. I hear people sing songs. They're walking by faith. Let's see the song they sing. They sing a song, trusting in God, walking by faith. But they only trust in God while they're here, until I die. No, you want to trust God beyond you die. Listen to what you're saying. Till I die, I'm going to trust. Oh, it sounds good. It feels good. But baby, don't get twisted. Don't get that twisted. I feel I'm trusting God until I die. No, wrong. You need to trust God beyond your death. You need to trust God beyond here. And the prophet, somebody said, oh, it's just a song. No, it's more than a song. It's your words that's out there in the atmosphere. Remember Mark 11, 23, 24, whatever you say, you're saying words, man. That's real. You're tapping into the spiritual world. You're tapping into the eternal world, where we're living at. The fifth dimension, that's where we live at, in the spirit world. How I know that? Because God is a spirit. And if you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth, that's the dimension you're in. This is about your eternal life. We're new creatures. New. New. Old has passed away. Behold, all has become new. The earthly, and I let me say this, he says, but Christ, being common high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. That's the 11th verse. But the word says, but, I'm going to go back for a moment so you'll see what's going on here. Because the Holy Ghost is speaking about Jesus. Everything we dealt with had been about a figure of what was to come. So the Bible says the priests on the earth, earthly priests, what they did, they were just a figure of what was to come. They figured the time present in which were offered both gifts and sacrifice. It could not make him the service perfect, couldn't make us perfect, as pertaining to the conscience. Couldn't get it through the earthly priests and the pope and preachers. Can't get it. It is called the old covenant sacrifice. It really was a carnal. It was temporary. It was powerless. It was, matter of fact, the old covenant was powerless from cleansing us of sin. Even though they practiced, it was a covering. You read Hebrews 10:9-1. I'm not going there right now. But he said, which stood only in meat and drink, and the divers of washing, a carnal ordinance. That what was imposed on them until the time of reformation. That's right now. So when Christ came over 2,000 years ago, that's when the new covenant was birthed. Old things are passed away. But for over 2,000 years, men have taught us everything but redemption. That's what we have. We've never been taught the reality of it. We're going to have to start teaching that. So he says, but Christ, because he's giving an example here, but Christ being come and high priest of good things. So when Christ came, we got good things. It was good stuff that he was bringing. It was good stuff that he was bringing. And we'll deal with some of that. In the 10th chapter, it says that he not only obtained an eternal redemption for us, but that he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He carried his own blood into the holy of holiness. And our redemption was sealed right then. When Jesus dropped the blood off in heaven, God examined that blood and said they can have eternal life. Brothers and sisters, it was no automatic thing like it is today. People think eternal salvation is, oh, well, I joined the church. oh, well, I got saved. No, that's now. That's under the old covenant. You want eternal salvation. When you leave here, where will you spend eternity? Well, oh, I don't care. Okay, well, that's good. We got a I don't care bucket over there. Because in hell, you will lift up your eyes. Even though folks don't want to talk about hell, there is a heaven. If there's a heaven, there's a hell. If there's a right, there's a wrong. If there's a watch, you got a watchmaker. Trust me, the Bible teach that either you in Christ or you are not. And if you want your eternal life, you have to be in Christ. Let me say this. Let me point out something here. Because the Supreme Court of the Universe passed upon it and declared that whosoever accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, confess him as Lord, could come into God's family. And it's free. You know how I know it's free? Because now, therefore, is no condemnation. Satan is eternally defeated. That redemption is an eternal redemption. God wrought it in his Son. The Son satisfied all the claims of justice, that the Son is seated at the right hand of the new creation. So everything had to come through him. I won't get into it today, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it's an amazing thing what God did. Boy, I get so excited about this. Satan had no idea that God was giving us eternal redemption. Well, why is this so important, Pastor? Because we left eternity and came to earth. Now we got to get back into eternity, and Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So that eternal salvation, this stuff is temporary, believe me. This is just a dressing room. This is to get us ready for our eternal salvation. So that's what we're going to be dealing with this week. We're going to be talking about the realities of the new creation, and it belongs to us. Don't want you to continue to cheat yourself. Don't want you to continue to think you're defeated. In Hebrews 9:15, I'm going to share this and I'll get to the redemption part. And for this cause, he is the mediator of a new covenant, that a death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressor that were under the first covenant, that they had been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. That's what you really want, your eternal inheritance. It ain't no when I get over there. No, you have to get that on this side. So it is very important that we know that Christ's death on the cross brought about a substitutionary sacrifice, not only to meet our needs, but it reached back and canceled things that was against us. That's what happened. He canceled all of that so we can have the new stuff. Hebrews 9:26 says, but now, once at the end of the age, have he been manifest to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So as long as one holds his redemption as a theory or some theological viewpoint or some doctrine, they're going to miss it. See, that's what the church have mastered in, these theological viewpoints, practice of faith, practice of religion, practice of this. That's a theory. God, we have so much more. Wow, we have so much more than a theological view. Brothers, you have redemption. The reality is you have it, okay? If you claim it or not, it's yours. It's your inheritance. That's what you have inherited. Now you got to go claim it. It's in there, but you got to claim it, okay? Sometimes we ought to just start thanking God. Sometimes I say, Father, I thank thee for a perfect redemption, that this body, of mind is not under the domain of Satan. Now, I know people going to say, oh, well, yeah. No, you're not. Trust me. You're not under Satan's domain or his dimension. You're under Christ, man, because you're in Christ. That's who your daddy is. You've been divorced from Satan. He dead. As far as you're concerned, he dead out of your life. And I want to hear about what's going on here, what's going on there. Yeah, we've been had wars and rumors of wars ever since I knew. People have been killing people. People have been dying. I don't even want to hear all that. I want to hear about my eternal life right now. I'm not looking back. I'm looking where I'm going. I can't do nothing about 2023. I like to try to change some things, but I can't. So let me look 24 and beyond, huh? How about that? I want to look at 24 and beyond. That's where I am, okay? So, but I know one thing. We are not under the dimension and the domain of Satan any longer. Yeah, he alive. Yes, he's there. Yes, he's our adversary. But guess what? He can't see me because I'm in Christ. He can't see you because you're not practicing his stuff. You're too busy trying to practice getting your eternal life, bless God. That's where you are. That's where you're at. It's all about your eternal life, man. Yeah. And you're not going to let some dipstick preacher hold you back from that. So we're going to be talking about the reality of the new creation, the realities of the new creation. Okay. We're going to open it up. Anyone have anything they want to share, any comments? And let me give you all these scriptures for tomorrow. And then anybody have anything you want to share, you can. It's going to be Hebrews 9, chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. That's our foundational scripture, along with 2 Corinthians 5:17. Those are our foundational scriptures. Okay. Anyone want to have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone? Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone?
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Pastor.
Good afternoon. I just got my foundational scriptures, but I was looking at Isaiah 43:18, 18 and 19 from the New Living Translation that says, "Forget not the iniquity to all." One second, Pastor. Oh, I'm so sorry. I got my phone and I was reading through that. Oh, it's not going to let me go back. Well, I'll have it tomorrow before. But that scripture, it won't let me get that. It was Isaiah, and it was telling us about the new, about being new. And as I said, old things have passed away. So the reference scripture was Isaiah 43:18 and 19. And I'll just read it from the King James, and then I'll have that prayer. It was a beautiful prayer that was with that scripture. But since I can't do it while I'm on the phone, I'll just have to bring that to us tomorrow.
Okay.
The reading is from the James 43:18 and 19. Okay. also says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the dry desert. I'm sorry. And rivers in the desert. Amen, amen. I thought that scripture would be beautiful with our lesson that we're studying about the new way now. And the new way, as you said, we didn't gear it up for our eternal life.
Yeah.
And we got to get it right here in order to spend eternity with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pat. Anybody else? Who is that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, that's a reality. Listen, brother and sister, we're living the Old Testament prophecy. Like, I mean, you take anything, like Ezekiel, for instance, in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter and the 26th verse, he says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit I'll put in you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and put a new heart in you. Talk about a new spirit. Well, we live in that. That's the reality. So when I talk about the reality of the New Testament, it had already, God already said, I'm going to do this stuff. So that's now. That ain't when you get to heaven. That's right now. When you get born again, that's what you get. When you get in Christ, therefore, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is the fulfillment of Ezekiel. Because you need this new heart to have your eternal life. Them old britches won't make it. That old stuff won't get you in. It will not give you, that old past won't get you in there. You're going to have a new one. I'm reminded, I went to Stone Mountain, and this lady, she looked on my car and she saw this pass. You get a pass and you can just drive right through. She said, oh, that's an old pass. That won't get you in. So I said, oh, yeah, ma'am, I got the new one. So I had to reach and grab the new pass so she could let me in. But they weren't going to let me in with the old pass. And I thought about that. Brother and sister, God got secretaries keeping record. You won't slip in. Say you may get in like a thief and a robber by night. You ain't getting up in there. God got it all, everything watching. You got to have the new creation. That's the reality. You got to have on the new creation. So he says, put on the new man, which is after Christ. Ephesians. That's why this is important. That's why this message is so important. Okay, anyone else? I think I just lost Minister Robinson. Okay, anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anybody want to give a word of edification? Anyone led to edify one another? Anyone led? Speak a word of life in your sisters or your brothers. Yeah, anybody led?
Be encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Be encouraged. And we got the word of God to help us along the way.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, okay. So appreciate everybody on here. I don't like to call out people, but we're just happy to have each and every one of you all on here. I think y'all may hear a real powerful testimony come Thursday, because we got a couple of people on here I know been through some things, and God seen them through it. I know it was God. And there are probably some other people on here, God done seen you through some things, and maybe you'll share that. But I know two people on here right now, this hour, this moment, God seen you through it. And you knew it was God.
Praise God.
And then I'm going to speak a word to somebody. You know, if you have, listen to me now. If you have the word of God, Satan going to attack you. See, he can't change his stripes. When Adam and Eve got the word of God, he attacked it, what God had said. He wasn't concerned about what they had on, what they didn't have on. He wasn't concerned about none of that. He was concerned about that word. I know God has said, see his word, God has said. So if you got the word of God, you can get ready to be attacked. But hey, don't worry. Jesus said, I overcome. You're going to overcome that. So when you see you being attacked, don't worry about it. You're an overcomer. You have the victory. Your faith is going to give you the victory. You just keep that faith. You got the victory. Your faith will give you the victory, man. Because Satan coming for you. And ain't so much for you. It's about that word that's in you. That's what he coming for. But guess what? Your faith is going to see you through it. Okay. Anyone else? We ain't trying to rush. Anybody else, though?
Yes, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word.
That's my friend up from California. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Lord, them put something on somebody's heart because he won't let me just quit. Somebody got a word for the people. You got a word of encouragement for the people. You got a word you want to share. Lord is saying somebody on here got a word they need to share. Okay. If not, praise God. Anyone else? Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.